Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Oh boy, are we ramping up now. Last week we established that we got permission to go to the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. The Crack Before Croker will be there live doing the show on Friday. And the woman, the architect behind all this, who's been so good to us, the social media marketing manager, Eva. She was on with us last week, giving us a flavour of Donegal going into overdrive. Has much changed since then, Eva? What's it like now?
Oh, well, I didn't think it could get any more exciting in Donegal Town, but it's kicked into seventh gear now, and the bunting is sold out, the flags are sold out, and it is full on. It's amazing.
We cannot wait to see it on Friday.
Yes.
The reason we have you back on is because there were some conversations last night. Can I actually just recap on what you might have said last week in the conversation we had?
Please do.
Okay.
I know what's coming.
Any tickets?
They are like, they're harder than gold dust to get your hands on. It's near impossible. So that's all I can say about that.
Eva, that was you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything changed?
Well, Dave, I'm not going to lie. I did make some phone calls and I sent a lot of emails and I've actually managed to pull a few strings and get my hands on two tickets to the All-Ireland Final this Sunday, Donegal v Kerry, and I'm not keeping them. I'm giving them to iRadio.
Yeah! Eva, oh my God, this is... We lived in hope for the last week. Of course we did. We lived in hope, but without any expectations. We knew that the people of Donegal were stone mad to get their hands on these tickets, that they are just not to be had. Eva, what magic powers do you have?
Listen, where there's a will, there's a way. No better woman. I wasn't going to let iRadio down. Dave and Fionnuala want tickets to give away to their listeners. That's what's going to get done.
What?
And these are for your listeners.
For the listeners?
Yes. Oh, sorry, Dave.
Huh? What? Who cares? What about us?
This is the deal. We want you to come up with like a really cool competition.
Right.
And find two. I know you're worthy, Dave, but we want two of your lovely listeners. They need to go to Croke Park.
They need to go.
You don't need to go. You'll be fine. You can come and watch it in the Abbey Hotel.
I absolutely can, and it's a very kind offer. I feel though I might be overstaying my welcome if I come on Friday and not leave until probably Monday or Tuesday. But yes. This is for somebody who listens to the show, who is desperate to go to the All-Ireland Final. Okay, this is huge.
This is massive.
Did not think that this was going to pull off, but knowing you, Eva, and what you have done the last week for us to make sure everything is ready and accept us into the Abbey Hotel on the Diamond in Donegal Town on Friday, I don't know why I doubted you for a second. I just know how much of a difficult task it is getting your hands on these tickets.
It was, but we've pulled it out of the bag and I couldn't be happier. Like, there's no one more worthy than this radio station and all your listeners to get a chance of getting these tickets, because you guys are awesome and we love what you do at Abbey Hotel. So, yeah, we're just so happy to add even more to the buzz of this week to be able to give you these tickets.
Eva, like, you're nearly bringing a tear to my eye here, because I know what this means and what it will mean genuinely to whoever gets these tickets. There are diehard fans. They're people who haven't missed a match all year. They're the people who believe in Jimmy McGuinness and Michael Murphy, and they want to be there somewhere in Croke Park on Sunday. Eva, we thank you so much.
It's our absolute pleasure, and we hope they go to two very worthy winners, and no doubt they will, and you'll find them, and they're going to have the best day. And listen, we can't wait to welcome you guys this week to the Abbey Hotel, and we're going to look after you, and we're going to have the best time, and good luck to everyone who enters the competition.
Fantastic. Eva, we need to figure out how we're going to give away these tickets. It's going to be open to everybody. There's going to be no raffles involved. You're not going to have to pay us a tenner. It is going to be a free for all draw, but let us figure out how we're doing that, okay? We need a nice snappy title and name and music and all that.
Yes, get on it, Dave. Get on it.
Eva, what a woman. See you Friday.
See you Friday, Dave. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Eva from the Abbey Hotel, Donegal Town, delivering not a baby, not a taco chip when you're hungover, but something even more monumental. 2 All-Ireland football final tickets for this Sunday. Now, let's figure out how we're giving these away.
Because these are in high demand. That is the most understatement thing I have ever said on this show. Do you want them?
Do you want them? Do you want them? Of course you want them. But how are you going to get them? Let us figure that out. Can we do it in 6-7 minutes?
Sorry, where's this pressure coming from? I'm only just recovered from being told that we have the tickets after all the back and over, will we have them or not? Don't make me think again.
Right, give us 6.5 minutes, okay? Huge developments towards the end of today's show. Huge! We have 2 All-Ireland football final tickets to be given away. How are we doing it? That's the challenge. Alan, what a suggestion straight out of the block. It seems he's been waiting for us to get these tickets.
You should do a competition, right? Guess that phrase, and then just rattle off phrases from really popular TV shows, and then put like a few people head to head. That would be pretty cool.
Alan suggesting that, suspiciously pointed. Do you think he's just really good at doing that himself and he's given himself the best chance?
I absolutely think he is, because when it comes to getting your hands on tickets, you have to give yourself the edge the whole time.
Okay, here's our working title. Crack the Croker Code.
Crack the Croker Code. I like it.
Can be shortened to the Croker Code.
Right.
We give out a question tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. And the answers to all those questions, they're sums, they're numbers. And then that is the code you have on Friday. So say, not going to give any questions to confuse it, but say if we ask a question tomorrow and the answer is 1, if we ask a question on Thursday and the answer is 2, and we ask a question on Friday and the answer is 3, 1, 2 and 3 equals 6, that'd be the code.
I would advise you then, if you are interested in getting these tickets, that you be ready with your phone when this question is asked tomorrow and again the following day, and that you're ready to write down so you can have the whole code together and you're not there on Friday being like, oh, what was the answer on Wednesday? What was that part of the code?
We're going to play this over 3 days, and then the most dedicated, loyal listeners to the show, they will be able to crack the code and somebody will get these tickets on the show on Friday.
I'm buzzing. This. I want them to go to just an outright stone mad fan who's been waiting for this since 2012. We won't talk about 2014.
No.
And they're like, this is the day.
So Crack the Croker Code begins tomorrow on Dave and Fionnuala from 3 o'clock.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.